Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June the 30th. Coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking sex. Yes, sex. But this is not the conventional sex that you are probably used to. This is the dangerous sexual behavior by young people of these days who reportedly organize parties, drug-fueled parties to engage in sex orgies or group sex.
So everyone, let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7. And on Twitter, you can find us at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to contribute on air, give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back.
And as usual, we're streaming live on the internet. So for those of you who want to check us out, you can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
These sex parties in Tunga have been sprouting in various areas, and authorities and advocates alike have been scrambling to push education on the major concern that is coming out of this behavior, like HIV, AIDS, drug addiction, and also alcoholism.
While this topic may be taboo, on our show, The Connection, we are leaving no stone unturned as we engage our panel of experts and calling on you, the listeners and viewers, to be part of the discussion.
Ntunga, this one will be a very hot issue, I assume. It's going to be very touchy, no pun intended there. But of course, we have to talk about this issue happening in Zimbabwe with the young teenagers.
Indeed. Lichona njani makhaya, ikutibana kuhlelo lwe Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngomkhuba okhanya udlondlobala ikakhulu emadolobheni abalisa iHarare lakobulawayo. Lapho abasakhulayo ababikwa sebesenza amadili, amaphathi, bethenga utshwala, bethatha lokudakayo, babe sebesiya emacansini, bebanengi okuthiwa ngama-orgies, ngama-group sex. Angazi selike lezwa ngakho na. Loko hongo va kwazwa va tereri nyaya iri mudariro nasi inyaya yema sex orgies ma parties atiri kunzwa kuti akuitwa nevechidiki vemazuano zvikurusei kuBulawayo nekuHarare avo vano nadoro vanotora zvinodhaka ndokupinda mubonde tatenda vakawanda. Saka iri idambudziko guru era rukwanga kukanganisa vechidiki. Saka ndiyo nyaya ya tire kukurukura nezvayo nasi.
Ndizvo Ntunga, and I think we might have two of our guests who are already joining us on the line to get things going. Of course, that is Nqobile Munzara, who is the director of Culture Shock Trust. Nqobile, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Tatenda. Good evening, and thank you.
Thank you so very much for joining us on The Connection this evening. And Ntunga, who's our other guest?
We also have Dr. Farai Makoni, a medical doctor, but he will be joining us a bit later. Now we have Vakizanani Dube of the organization Active Youth Zimbabwe. Good evening, Mr. Dube.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. We are fine. Miss T, let's start off with Nqobile Munzara. Nqobile, what's the problem? What's wrong with the youth of these days?
Tunka, thank you for that question. I won't say exactly that there is a problem with our youth. You know, nowadays, young people are becoming more and more curious at younger ages. And because of that, they are engaging, they're experimenting in a lot of activities, you know, and one of them definitely is this going for this sex party. And, you know, as a parent, these sex parties are very worrisome because you ask yourself, who is organizing these parties? Who is buying, you know, the provisions that are there at the parties? If you've read the media, you know, there was one that was very popular that was reported, you know, about where young people were arrested in Westgate. Imagine you're a parent and you're getting a phone call from your child who is, you know, 15 or 16 or maybe even 14, and they're saying, "Mommy, Daddy, I've been arrested. I'm at the police station and I need you to come in and pay the admission of guilt fine." And when you find out what they've been arrested for, you know, for being at a sex party, this child is underage. And currently we're debating this age of consent for sexual intercourse. You know, so those things come into play. And you also have, you know, if the youth, I mean, in the newspapers, what they reported was that their bags were full of condoms. You know, so, I mean, you can look at it both ways. It's a double-edged sword. We are glad they are protecting themselves, but at the same time, they are underage and they are sexually active. You know, so I can't say that there's something wrong with our youth. My opinion is that they are experimenting, but at younger and younger and younger ages.
Thank you there. And I'll come to you, Baki Dzanani. Looking at this situation, you know, there might be some parents or some guardians who are listening to this program at this very moment who are saying, "No way, not my child. Hasimwana wangu, this is not happening, you know, in our life." Can you talk about how common or how frequent this is happening right now with teenagers in Zimbabwe?
Yes. You are going to realize that most times, these youth, as the Ngomile is saying, these youth are becoming too experimental these days. And, you know, it's like they are out there trying to experiment here and there with the this and that, particularly when you look at the things like to do with the sex. Sexual intercourse, you are going to realize that these kids are far more too excited about having sexual intercourse. Unfortunately, they are underage. Really, as she is saying, I don't think myself there is anything wrong with them, but if only the times have moved nowadays. I think I should believe that as we are speaking right now, the days where our elders had to wait up to until they were older to have sexual intercourse, I think they are slowly fading out. But if I were to just cast a glance at how things are happening right now, you are going to realize that some of these things are influenced by things like drugs and the other habits that they copy from one or two people. They are adults. So, really, you are going to realize that the youth in themselves are very innocent. It's actually those influences that I may somehow bring into focus to try and explain their behavior.
Coming to you, Nqobile, we are in Washington, you know, we are not really on the ground to see what's happening, but those on the ground tell us that these youths, you know, they drink a very expensive liquor, like my whiskey, you know, and a tequila, and you know, they smoke my cigars, they smoke weed, and you know, all kinds of drugs. Where are they getting the money? Are parents somehow complicit in this?
Tunga, I think Rakib Bene is saying as well is very true, because for young people to be able to afford, you know, expensive whiskey and cigars, not just cigarettes, but cigars, you know, there has to be some kind of adult involvement, you know. The concept of sugar daddies and sugar mummies is actually still very much alive in our society. And it's something that, unfortunately, you know, those sugar mummies also have children who are young, you know, who are teenagers, but they are engaging in such activities with other young children, you know, giving them pocket money, enticing them to do all sorts of terrible activities, and paying them for those kinds of things, you know. So that's where they get this kind of money. Some of them have pocket money, and they save up, and they, you know, they save up and they plan and they put away that money. Others steal. You know, they steal from their parents, they steal from their friends, they steal from home, so that they can be able to afford these habits, you know. And you can't deny that peer pressure is a very, very big element in this behavior, because if one youth or if one teenager at school says, you know, there's a party coming up this weekend, and this is where the party is, this is what we're going to be doing, you know, everyone who wants to look cool is going to make an effort to be there at the party, and they are going to risk everything in order to dress up, in order to bring their bottle of whiskey, in order to put, you know, condoms in their bag and find their way to the party without their parents knowing, you know. So there are a lot of factors, there are a lot of sources, you know, that assist the youth to contribute towards maintaining this kind of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. And Ntunga, talking on that point of, you know, where are these young people getting the assistance to, or even the money, I guess, to engage in this activity. I had a chance earlier to speak to Plot Marco. He is a Mandela Washington fellow. He's currently here in Washington, D.C. At Tulane University in New Orleans. But Plot, when he's back home in Zimbabwe, is working with young people in regards to the issue of HIV/AIDS, using the artistic venue to deal with that issue. But he had a very interesting take and was explaining what's going on in Harare with what they're calling pasa-pasas in Harare, these sex parties. So let's take a listen to my interview with him. You know, we're looking at this issue of these sex parties, or vuzum as they're being called. What are you hearing on the ground as someone who's working with young people, in particular the issue of HIV and AIDS?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's happening within various communities in Zim, where young people are engaging in rampant, you know, sexual orgies at, you know, wild parties that they are throwing and organizing, at times with the help of some elders that maybe bring in the money to organize these parties, I mean, for different motives and so forth. But it's really happening. In the identities, they are what they call pasa-pasa, and then in uptown, they call them like booties and so forth. And at times, the names change from one to the other, depending on how they want to try and conceal their edges and create, you know, a bit of mystery around what's really going on.
And, you know, when you talk about what exactly is happening at these parties, how are these young people getting the access to even engage or even, you know, have or promote these parties?
Somehow, from my investigations, I think there seem to be some kingpins, some guys that are behind this whole thing, that are not necessarily young people, you know, the old guys that want to pry maybe on innocent young little girls. And they use fellow boys that are within the school going age or college going age that organize and act as a front to put up these parties. And when they do, then they pounce on them with their money and then all the other drugs and the other stuff, just lure the young girls into acts of sexual misbehavior.
And how are you as an organization and also as someone who is advocating for young people, how are you working to tackle this issue in your own capacity and making sure that young people have a better view at what they're doing?
What we are doing as an institution is that we are talking to these young people, you know, in different communities and schools and also in their respective communities about the dangers of such acts of deviant, you know, social behavior as well as, I mean, the risk that they are exposed to with regard to STIs, to HIV and alcoholism, using popular youth models, you know, such as popular youth culture, hip-hop, dance, music, and beatbox. So we're doing a number of campaigns in schools and communities where we use what appeals to them, because what's driving them to these parties is that popular element, and we're now converting it into positive social, you know, communication, positive social action.
Thanks there to Plot Mako, a 2015 Mandela Washington Fellow, speaking to us on the line in New Orleans.
Yebo, tatenda. Abasanda sikhuluma sikuhlelo lwabasakhula. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngamadili, amaphathi ezwa ngabantwana bethu, ikakhulu ama-teenagers, abalabo 16, 15 years, ikakhulu abasesikolo esizwa kuthiwa, ikakhulu eHarare la kuboBulawayo. Benza amaphathi lawa badakwe, babhema isango, babhema konke okudakwayo, babe sebesenza ezamacansi bebanengi. Okuthiwa ye-group sex. Ku-Twitter sikhona ku-hashtag the connection. Abasanda abafuna ukuxhumana lathi kumbe lisitshayele inombolo ku 001-202-619-2077. Silo mlaleli lapha ecingweni tatenda u-Andrew South Africa. Namzana siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Yebo baba, ngiyabonga lami ukungena esihlelweni.
Ye qhubeka ba.
Yebo baba, ngijabula kakhulu ngenxa ukuthi uhlelo lolu lami nginje ngizele ngibe ngane. Uma kungaqhubeka umthetho lizwe kunjalo, ilizwe kuthi ukuthi liyabe selisile down to earth. Esingakwaziyo ukuthi khonapho uma kusenzakala zenezo zinto zonke ukuthi izingane ezincane above 12 years kumbe 12 years bahlangane besenza lezo zinto, bazenzela kupublic kumbe bazenzela endaweni ezicathileyo, umthetho uyabunge ukhona yini kumbe kawukho, kumbe bawuvumela kumbe bayarenta kuhulumeni, esingakwaziyo lokho. Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi kudala bekungekho, kumbe sikhule sesisabangaka izinto eziningi ezinjengalezo. Noma ingculaza ilesikhathi eside ikhona mpela. Siyazi ukuthi omunye lomunye uma esekhulile, yebo, uya unemzwangetho, kodwa hathi ukukudinga lokhu, yikukudinga besikhuthaza kakhulu umthetho, abezomthetho elizwe ukuthi hayi bo, hayi bo, labo ngabantu ababo, bona bakhula njalo na? Kakhulu mbone ngani kuthiwa bakhona abadala laba aba-encourage khona lokho, njengokuthi umkhulu umkhulu wezomthetho oligqwetha lethu laye kade evumelana lento ezingane zinjalo ukuthi abantwana under 12 years kumbe 12 years benze izinto ezinjengalezi, kuthiwa kabende. Baza kwenza njani? Yena wathatha ele 12 years yini?
Andrew,
uma engabe elalele kuyisimanga lokho, umthetho kawuqine ebantwaneni, ngoba bezinkokheli zakusasa, bazafundisani abantwana laba abadala laba uma bevumela abantwana beseze. Ngiyabonga baba
Andrew, ngivumelana lawe khonapho ukuthi umthetho kawuqine, kodwa umthetho uqala ekhaya. Njengabazali lina liyabagoba na abantwana kumbe kabasagobeki?
Siyabazama mpela ukubagoba ngamandla, kodwa kube sokusiya ukuthi uma belalele izinyuzi labakhulu bamagqwetha amakhulu esitheni umntwana akende ele 12 years, kambe abantwana bengeka yini kwezi kugaga? Ngubani umuntu wakho wakhe le 12 years? Ngumntwana lo yingane, uza kwenzane le 12 years? Thina siyazi ukuthi kudala masikhula kwakuthiwa life begins at 40, not at 12. Akwenzakali lokho, ukwezila. Ababuyele abazali bafundise izinto lezi, kungangcono kubuyele umthetho owakudala kade ukhona. Kudala umntwana kade engangena ebhawele under 18 years, kade sebengena bele 12 years njalo. Umthetho ungaphi? Amapholisa elizwe angaphi? Akubhekile yini kusenzakala lokho?
Hayi, siyabonga Andrew ngokusiphathisa kuhlelo.
Yebo baba, ngiyabonga nami.
Yeah,
kodwa ngicela impendulo ukuthi kanti bakubhekile yini, kwenzelwa ngaphi? Lokwenzelwa esigangeni kumbe endaweni eziphablic, umthetho lapho ongekho khona?
That was Andrew Tatenda saying, you know, it's incumbent upon both the parents and the police, the law enforcers, to fight this problem.
Of course, indeed, there. Tinemwa mtereri aripa runare ntunga, that is Francis. Wakadi yako, Francis? At Ripokuno, Washington, D.C., a pinda in Muchurongo.
Yeah, in Yerutorica, you know, but as soon as you could take up Zimbo ZP, my public place is here, could Zimba Zavanere and the Varizim Zimba, the Rapi, our Sunga would soon. My chance at Zimba is so good. Vanavate is a poor little Sundaro. Morona Mari, and our culture name in Zira Sirio, could not marry Kokunya Purikiza. So could say Muan, Rakawanda and Zimbo in the Kurania Kuti, Akuna Mabazera and Zipa. But still, you cannot see Nyaya Yukuti and Natagamari. Ajiite kure ya nyika. Inda ito fungizo, daesu chigona chazezo, mutemu wezi nyika izo zizi. Kata kata sana nyika edi ya Zimbabwe. Daesu kwa wea mutemu nubwa kubayi biti chayako chayako. Christianity type of law. Ndiyo kuti nyika edi gono kusumu zira, unu kukwansa kuchenga tawana redu. Zokwa there's no serious, and ndine chikoro chandino ziva ya nini chino nyika ye blawayo. Chikoro chichina ma mistress. Actually engaged. Mnyaezo kuita hizo zima group ningekini sexual activities na wana ndio wando badala wana kuwa badala ya maari kutuwa wana ningekini ngeke zimba hizo zetu
kwa mkoma Francis kana mune information ya kadaro madi kui kutawara mapurisa boze mapurisa they are trying to fight this problem
Munu za suneti kandoto information unengo hui mnayo even kwa ipa kwa mapurisa watu singa zozi utu wangu kitila papi unogu unopese watu itu wangu ebenzi ndiwe manji mkutu unengo kisina kuti uzi zio kuti vali papi chaito wawuzo vapi information kuti vali pakati pati vali mapurisa waka kainde waka investigate straight away vali gona thara investigation wano juwana
Actually, they are, you know, trying their best to investigate Mapurisa Acho Sekutaura Kwawa. I'm not trying to defend them, but Munepeni Rendimpe number Mapurisa Muma, you know, they have a hotline where you can call them or send a WhatsApp.
Right. Let me just get a pen with me.
More information, yes, yeah, yeah. Number Acho and Eku Zimbabwe 776
097
97 122 122 Lane makhaya khona ngapho nxa lilalele inombolo lezi ngezamapolisa nxa kukhona ukuganga okwenzakalayo ezindlini okwenziwa ngabantwana obaziyo ungatshayela amapolisa inamba kumbe uthumele iWhatsApp kunamba ezithi 0776 097 122 Tinotenda mkoma Francis
tinotenda. Regatidzokere kumaguests edu ntunga just to get reaction yawo. Nqobile chingopinda kwa ipapo just reaction. Zvataurwa namukoma Andrew namukoma Francis.
Tatenda, thank you very much. I think in my contribution on this, number one, these parties are not happening in public places. They are happening in people's houses, which means adults are involved. Vana vakuita mapartis aya mudzimba dzimba dzevanhu vakuru saka pane vanhu vakuru vari kuvabatsira kuti vaite zvinhu zvakaipa zvakadai number two mapartis aya haasi kuitika mausiku saka vabereki vanofanira kuchenjera nekunyatsokudzivisisa kuti kana mwanangu achiuya kwandiri achinditi mama ndirikukumbira kuenda kwana nhingi ndiko here chaiko kwaari kuenda ikoko nokuti maparties aya atikunzwa kuti ari kuitika mausiku ari kuitika masikati machena nesaturday nesunday unenge uchifunga kuti mwana aenda kustudy group kana kuti mwana aenda kulibrary kwete wozoona picha yemwana abuda muherald zvakunzi anga ari kuwestgate kusex party kana kuti anga ari kwakati kwakati kusex party ndiri kuda kubvumirana nemuterere yafona achiti mudzimba dzedu ngatidzidzise vana vedu shoko ramwari ngatidzidzise vana vedu mutemo ngatibatsire vana vedu vaite zvechikoro vabatisise mabhuku nesimba nokuti zvavari kuita izvi hazviperi zvicharamba zviripo vana vadiki vanoda kubatsirwa chaizvo chaizvo nokuti teenagers are very very impressionable havadi kuoneka kunge vari kusaririra vanoda kuoneka kunge vari kuita zvese zviri kuitwa neshamwari dzavo saka vabereki vanofanira kunyatso kuvabatsira ipapo
Tinotenda Nqobile, please do stay on the line. Yabo kunjalo yakhuluma uNqobile lapho kubana abazali kumele bephatheke kakhulu. Kodwa ukhuluma ngokuthi abazali kumele babe bekwazi ngokwenzakalayo ngoba ama-parties la enzakala ezindlini. Kodwa you know isikhathi kwesinye isikhathi engxe umzali uyabe engekho ekhaya ekudiaspora mhlawumbe useBhilitane useMelika useSouth Africa. Njengoba abantu abaningi bevalekile elizweni uyathumela umntwana imali ekhaya ucabanga ukuthi umntwana uyesikolo kanti kwenziwa amaparty benza ama-orgies ezecansi bebaningi tinemtereri tatenda muchayani tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa yes muchayani tipei pfungwa dzenyu mapinda muchirongwa the connection
nakadiyo
Aiwa, tripo edu makadini.
Tinofara.
Mainzwa nyaya iri mudariro nhasi.
Ya, nyaya ndaibva baba nyaya iyi inotirwadzaisa vabereki munoona zvakadai uro zvichinzikwa henyu tinodzidzisa vana tita sei asi kana zvinhu zvichimina zvakadai izvi baba hazvifadzi pamunhu mukuru anenge ane nyere dzokuti adzidzise vana vake vakure zvakanakawo vazoreretirawo saka tionai mai zvava kuitika pakati apa nzokuti unoona vana vedu vechikomana uri kundinzwa here baba
takateerera baba taura henyu
vana vedu vechikomana ava tiri kudzidzisa isu ivo vari kudzidza havo asi vachiona kuti future yavo chai chaivo isuo tikabisa zvedu mari dzedu dzakawanda kuta sei kuti vaende kuchikoro asi ivo havana chimunhu hazvo zvine mhaka yekuti vanozviziva kuti oro vakapedza chikoro chacho hapana kwavanoenda nedzidzo yacho mabasa hakuna saka izvi zvinongotipawo kuti isusu taakungoita sazvokuti zvindibveo inini ndidzidzise mwana wangu asi kana iye ane chido chokuti abatisise dzidzo yake but ione kuziva chaio chavo future yavo kuti uro ndikadzidzisa ndikaita sei ndopedzisa ndinotengesa airtime uro ndikadzidza ndikaita sei ndopedzisa ndinotengesa mabhanana saka munoona kuti izvo zvezvinhu izvi zvinoita kuti baba vana vapedzi vasina shungu yekuita sei yekuti vaise njere dzavo dzese shungu dzavo dzese pachikoro nemhaka yekuzviita izvi nezvinhu zviri kuitika nehurumende idi
But ndimbate muromo ipapo mukoma but that's not an excuse bozi kuita zvavanoita apa vari kuisa you know life yavo munjodzi we know kuti pane HIV mazuva ano vamwe vari kuita zvinodhaka and you know the issue of alcoholism ne drug abuse you know that thing is gonna mess you up saka the issue yekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika that cannot be an excuse
no baba munokwazi kuti zviri kuitika kana munhu ane akastreseka zvakafanana nokuti muone munhu achipedzisa achinozvisungirira asi mumangamuchimuona zvenyu ari munhu anga achirarama zvake zvakanaka naka asi mungozvizva kuti aindingazvisungirira but mukatsvakisa chaizvo chaizvo kuti chicha muitisa kuti aite izvozvo mugona kuchishayiwa izvomareasons anenge achibva imomo muzvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo nemhaka yokuti mukazvitarisisa chaizvo
chaizvochimbomirai Hallo, chimbomira henyu paline nekuti takupedzwa netime yedu for the first half of our show Ntunga as our radio listeners know we're running out of time but we're migrating to our internet broadcast that is on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com and voandebele.com and to our guests Ntunga we ask them to just hold on the line.
Mahlabezulu kwanele kwalamhlanje be radio lilale.